The Oasis was good.
It's terrible.
Reason all right, there you go. How about that?
Yes.
Does that do it
that
for you?
That gets me ready for the weekend.
All right, well, let's get into a little bit of wireless fun here.
Let's
We're
do
out
it.
At South Lake Town Square. They're having Oktoberfest this weekend, complete with parade tomorrow. That will be at 9, and at 10 o'clock, they're having the Wiener Dog Race. But we've got a nice little gaggle of folks gathered around us here. And let's have a little wireless fun. What
Sir,
do you
how
say?
Are you? Good. Yeah, thank you, Mike. We're out here in the crowd of Oktoberfest amongst the South Lakeians, South Lakeites.
Yes, we've already
South
had
Lakers.
a person of interest, too.
Yeah. Now, madam, what's your name?
Nancy McDowell.
Nancy McDowell. Now, Nancy McDowell approached the table and asked a very peculiar question. Nancy, what was that?
Could Dan McDowell possibly be my cousin?
Now... or your future husband?
No.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a minute, sweetheart. You hang on.
Tennessee.
Sugar. Madam, sweetie,
you're
sugar.
Than you sound on the radio.
What?
You said you're really cute.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look better in person.
Yeah, right, right. That's, okay, so you think that you may be related to Dan McDowell?
I do.
Now, how are you from the Ohio area?
I'm from Akron. He's from Cleveland.
That's pretty strange. And now, is that a common name up there?
You got that?
Oh,
what's your language, woman?
I'm 60. How old's he?
What?
How's Dan?
Dan's 46.
40, 45, 46.
Oh, well, then I'm a little older, 60.
That's okay. 60's, you know what? 60's the new 10.
Right.
Have another smoke.
That's all right. He's 45 going on 60.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll look into that. You know, Dan, do you live in South Lake now?
Trophy Club.
Okay, well, you're right around the corner. You know, Dan lives right here in South Lake.
I did not know that.
You can see him all the time at these establishments right here, maybe the Mika Cena or whatever.
We are here, too.
Now, are you guys here to party a little bit?
We are.
Get your drink on a little?
We're getting our drink on.
Where are you headed?
Brio's.
Brio's?
Yes.
What is that?
A restaurant.
Okay, now, what's your favorite drink? What's your name again?
Nancy.
Nancy, okay.
McDowell.
Yeah, I know McDowell. Like, I forgot Nancy.
Vodka soda or white wine?
Oh, I would have never guessed white wine.
Chardonnay.
God.
Are we on the radio?
Yeah, no, no.
Are we on the radio?
I have
radio?
A microphone and a headset. You think I'd just walk around with this? Hell yeah, we're on the radio.
I think so. Really?
Now, Nancy, you are you currently married with man?
I am single, looking for a man.
Yes!
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm good.
Now, what do you have to offer?
Yeah, what? Let's say that if we were on some sort of dating program, what would you say your best attributes are?
Love sports. I'm a P1.
You're a P1?
I listen to you guys every morning and every night on my way home from work.
All right, who am I?
That's cool. Do you know that guy over there?
I do.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Who
am I?
His
voice, Mike Reiner.
Yeah.
Now the other gentleman, I know the guy that plays Jerry Jones. I just don't know which one it is.
The guy that plays him?
Plays him. He's funny.
Yeah, that's Gordon.
Is he here?
No, he didn't work all day.
He's funny.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When's your last cigarette?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Why?
How many you plow through a day? I'm two packs a day. What do you mean, how do I know? I know everything.
I'm a party puffer. I only smoke at night.
Okay, like when you have a couple of belts of white wine or something?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Every day?
That's you don't really smoke.
Oh, yeah. Two packs. Winston.
You don't even look like a smoker.
What does a smoker look like?
I don't know.
This is amazing.
She smokes more than me.
Oh, don't drag her into this. We're going to talk to her in a second.
Yeah.
All right, so so you're divorced or something?
I am.
Yeah. How long have you had? How many kids you got?
I am.
Zero.
No kids.
No kids.
You've gone through life. Good for you.
Yeah.
They are way overrated. They're little money-sucking bastards.
You have a bunch.
I have two.
He's a seven.
I listen to the ticket.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
So, would you be willing to have a kid now?
I think I'm a little too old.
Oh, no way. Yeah. You're never too old.
I think I'm too old, Courtney.
Maybe adopt one.
What kind of shape does she make her uterus in?
Maybe adopt one from West Africa.
What? How about a puppy?
That's good. That's good. What'd you say, Mike? He wanted to know if your uterus was capable of handling a child.
God.
Oh, my God. They're in your uterus.
No, probably not.
All right. You know what? Yeah. You don't need it.
That's
okay,
a fair
now,
question.
Madam, come here. What is your name? Nancy's friend.
Okay. Linda Manning.
Linda. Where are you from, Linda?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right. Now you're talking. Now, do you live here now?
I do. In Trophy Club.
Okay. So you guys are all Trophy Clubites. You live over there by the golf course?
Actually, we're members at Trophy Club Country Club, and we're all good golfers.
Oh, you guys all play golf together.
We're doing the Wounded Warriors tomorrow.
Oh, good for you. Now you're going to be a little hungover, I bet, for Wounded Warriors, aren't you?
Are you saying I have a guilty face?
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, so what is your drink of choice?
I'll go with a cab.
Cabernet.
Oh, and then a cab later.
Yeah. You're right. That was good. That was quick. You're making the big bucks on the radio, and I'm not. Right?
Yeah.
Corby
yeah.
Davidson, the champion.
Now, how about you? You single?
I'm single.
Yeah. Now, how old are you?
60.
Ooh, same 60. Age.
Well,
it's excellent.
Very close friends.
Are you cycle sisters?
Yeah.
Not anymore, huh?
Don't you want to tell the listeners how cute the little blonde is?
Oh, yeah. She's hot. Both y'all are hot. Y'all are catches. Now, is this a good place to meet dudes?
Not really.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's you guys. How good is this?
Okay. They look right up your alley over there. About 40 years younger, but don't worry about that. You guys can teach them lessons, right?
Rock a cradle.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, God.
So,
what is happening?
So,
knocked off the radio.
No, you're not knocked off the radio. No, you're fine. You're fine. So, were you formerly married?
I was.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Not very
much. Oh, wait. Nancy, go ahead. You what'd you say?
Ask her how many times.
How many? Three. I'll set the over-under at 3.
That was close.
Okay.
Four?
Four.
Four?
Well.
How many kids?
How many kids?
Just one.
Just one. Which husband? Let me guess. Second.
One. No, actually, the first.
Oh, the first one?
I have a gorgeous son.
That's wonderful. Any grandkids?
I have 2 grandkids.
Awesome. Awesome.
What kind of shapes are you in?
I don't know, Mike. I'm not going to ask her that.
What were you going to ask me? Is he single?
Yes, he is.
We want you.
Oh, Mike.
You are damn right he's single. And you know what? A catch, too.
Rich.
We want you, baby.
Lots of money.
Handsome.
Kids out of the house.
He's in a
lives
band.
Lives in Dallas.
He's in 3 bands.
You totally qualify.
He's in a Tom Petty band. You like Tom Petty?
I do.
Yeah, he's in a Bob Dylan band. You love Dylan, right?
I do.
God, this is a perfect match.
Pace.
You know what?
Nice. I'll pay for the first date.
I will be willing to pay for your first 10 dates.
You're on. Are you on?
Mike,
no.
You on?
No.
Come on, Mike.
No.
Tom.
Tom? Who's that?
Tom.
Are any of your ex-husbands, are they deceased?
No.
They're all alive. Okay. I thought maybe in Vietnam or something like that.
Killed somebody.
No, not at all. I thought maybe something bad happened, but it was just all just regular old divorce.
I think you would.
Yeah.
Which was the worst one? If you had to choose.
We're not getting into that. You know what? There's a lot of men down here that want to talk to you. They're lined up.
Mighty.
Sweetheart, trust me, I have no desire to talk to them. I feel like I have just gold right here. So which one was the worst one? Seriously. They're not around. They're not listening.
I didn't have any bad ones. I just got tired of them.
Oh, so you're the one that broke it off with all of them.
I did.
Good for you. Men are pigs.
Hey, life's too short.
Right. To be with one guy. Did they know that at the altar, though?
Too short.
I mean, you were sitting there going, when you look him in the eye and you say, till death do us part, you're thinking, did you alter it to 4 years?
No, I say I do for a little while.
Okay. All right. Man, that fourth one, now the fourth one must have known, you must have been like dynamite in the sack or something, right?
Corby.
Well, who votes for me being good in the sack?
All of South Lake lifts their hand.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. Well, you guys were a lot of fun. You guys get some drinks in you. Go have fun tonight. Have fun at Oktoberfest.
Hi for me. Dan, hello.
Yeah, we will. We'll try to set you two up. He'll be here. Where are you going to be? At Brio's?
Brio's.
Yeah, we'll send him over there.
What time?
I don't know.
As soon as it gets here.
I don't know.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Just stay over there, okay? Don't wander off.
You're the hard line, right?
Yeah.
That's right. I thought he was part of the hard line.
No, he's on the show before us. Bad radio.
Okay, bad. You're the hard line.
Yeah. All right,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Hitler.
Love you, man.
Love you guys. There you go, ladies.
All right. Wow. How about that? Wireless fun in Southlake.
God, that's awesome.
It's pretty outstanding.
Hey,
man.
You guys come over here. We got to get a picture, too, okay? All right.